You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Tonight, the winner of this year's Art Prize will be named. The annual event in Grand Rapids has become a really big deal in Michigan and in the art world in a very short time. That got us to wondering, what happened to the first Art Prize winner? Did winning make a difference in the artist's career? Rand Ortner won in 2009 with a large painted piece called Open Water No. 24. Now, rather than me trying to decide it, let's just ask the artist. Would you please tell us what that winning piece looked like?
It looked like a large body of water. And what was fascinating to me is I had no idea that Michigan had such an intimate relationship with water, that there's more coastline in Michigan than there is in Florida. And so the degree to which it struck this accord was just phenomenal.
Yeah, we love our shorelines in Michigan, there's no doubt, and we do have a lot of them. I want to ask you, give us a little bit of your background up until 2009 in Art Prize. How would you describe yourself as an artist, and how were you doing?
You know, Art Prize was just like a bolt of lightning from the heavens. I mean, it was amazing what it did for me. I moved to New York in 1990, and I moved here specifically for my art career. And so I had my head down and was, you know, working side jobs, and I've always been very ambitious, and I just really wanted this, you know, rarefied air of the top tiers of the art world. And a friend of mine entered me in the Art Prize competition. And what was strange about that point in time is that Art Prize didn't exist up to that moment. So when I first heard about it, I thought it was some kind of scam, because I was well aware that there was no Art Prize like this in the art world, that the top prizes, the Hugo Boss Award or the Turner Prize, they were only $100,000. There was no $500,000 prize out there. So
big scam is what you figured. Huh?
That's what I thought, most certainly, yes.
Well, it turned out not to be a scam. You end up winning the top prize for Art Prize that year in 2009. And one of the things I read that happened to you was the New York Times covered the win. It had a half-page image of that winning piece, Open Water No. 24. You also got a lot of coverage in Wall Street Journal, the BBC, NPR Studio 360. I mean, what did that mean to you and your career?
You know, as an artist, a massive part of the process is solitude. And that solitude can be an extraordinary pleasure, but it can also be a bit daunting. You know, at a certain point, especially as you're going on, as the years go by, you're thinking, where's my audience? Am I deluded? Is this going to work for me? And it was such an experience to be present for our prize and to feel the degree to which the work was really connecting with so many people. It was just an amazing, amazing feeling.
Did it lead to more work, more commissioned work, or more exhibits? What happened?
It was literally like the floodgates were open. I'd already turned 50, so this happened to me after I'd been, you know, working for a very long time, and I'd had a lot kind of tremors, a lot of attention kind of coming to my work, but nothing really solidifying. But I could tell I was on the cusp of quite a few things happening. Then when Art Prize happened, it just pushed me over the cliff. And since then, I've been on this extraordinary ride. It just has not stopped. It was, I think, a year and a half after Art Prize that Chef Eric Repair and Maggie LaCruz came into the studio and they saw my work. And they were just renovating La Bernardin for the first time in its history. And they decided to do it around a painting of mine that was 6 feet by 24 feet. And it was such extraordinary generosity on their parts, because this is a 3 Michelin star restaurants, one of the top restaurants in the world. That was another half page in the New York Times, an image of my work in the newly renovated La Bernardin. And then it was a year after that, the UN reached out to me to create the visual centerpiece for World Water Day. And then just recently, Larry Silverstein, who owns the World Trade Center, commissioned me and acquired a very large painting to be permanently installed in World Trade 7. So it's just been nonstop. It's been extraordinary.
That sounds fantastic. I want to ask you, based on those experiences that you've had with Art Prize, what advice do you have, if any, for artists who've entered this year or are thinking about entering Art Prize in the future?
You know, it's fascinating because it's so loaded, right? We're all you know, we want our work to be recognized. We want to do something that's relevant. It can seem, and then there's the whole load of our history. There's this whole notion of our education and what we think we ought to be doing. But in the end, art has always been made by human beings, for human beings. And I think, you know, this is very old wisdom. It's Shakespeare, "To thy own self be true." I think we really have no choice, that we need to follow that very personal thread, that thing that we're drawn to be true to oneself, and that thing that you really find essential and captivating, to just, you know, move towards that and continue to explore in the direction to which you feel, you know, the most deeply engaged. And I think that's what gets us there. Because if something really is significant to you personally, I have this sense that we have the capacity through this very kind of narrow lens of self to touch a quality of personal that can actually be expansive and touch into this notion of a universal personal, which I've experienced happen with my own work, and I experienced that through sharing my work at Art Press.
Rand Ortner was the inaugural Art Prize winner in 2009. I wish you continued success. It sounds like you're just on top of the world now. It sounds great.
I am, Lester. Thank you very much for this moment, and thank you so much to Grand Rapids for Art Prize. It's been a life-changing experience for me.